Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
No.
If one more person says to me, don't worry, it'll happen when you least expect it. I have no expectations anymore, none. All I expect is trauma and lessons. And yet again, I've learned another lesson.
Look, you're not learning enough lessons. Because if you learned enough lessons, you would have somebody right now. You would have learned the lessons to improve yourself, to make yourself a good mate for a man. You would have learned the lesson that I need to stop shooting out of my league. And when I talk about your league, I'm talking about internally. So forget about what you look like. But women can't do that because they're too shallow and superficial. Let's just say this. To men, your status is more so based on what's on the inside, far as you getting a relationship. Far as you getting sex, that's a different ballgame. Far as you getting a long-term committed relationship, who you are on the inside is where you should measure yourself. So if you're a good-looking bad person on the inside, you're trash. You're the equivalent to a broke man who works at McDonald's and he's 4'11".
I hope this camera keep going.
No, we're going to let the camera keep rolling.
This is not true.
A good relationship won't just come knocking on your door. Yeah, whoever says that, they're stupid. It'll come when you least expect it. That's what girls say to their female friends they know isn't going to find somebody.
I am roast her personally. But it's just the part of the game, man. You push it on the internet, you got to be ready for the good and the bad. So deal with it.
Why is it that the dating game is so hard nowadays at this point in my life? I'm 27 in October. I feel like no one is really clear about their intentions, or they think they're clear. And then they're just not, they're as clear as mud.
You know all the guys who had clear intentions since you were 12. They made it very clear. They want to be a committed boyfriend to you. They want to treat you right. They want to buy you a house one day, walk you down the aisle. You're not into those guys. They're too boring. They're too easy. You want the guys who are going to play hard to get.
Robert, stop it. Y'all quit playing. Quit playing.
They're going to D you down and then flee from town. Those are the guys you love chasing. And look, you've been through this 10,000 times before as far as getting pumped and dumped. But you say you're learning lessons. But you keep chasing the same guy.
People say that they want something serious and then they get scared. People say that they want something serious and then, as my previous experiences have shown, they've already been involved in something serious. And I am so tired. So beyond tired.
Time to heal our women. Be real to our women.
Yeah, why do they get scared? Is it because they're scared of commitment or they're scared of your bullshit personality and your bullshit ways? You scared them off. There's something about what you're doing, what you're saying, how you're acting that's scaring the guys off that do want a relationship. See, out of all the guys that these women, you know, start talking to from 18 to 38, it's not that none of them wanted a relationship. I mean, don't get me wrong. There were some F-boys in the mix, but there were also plenty of guys who really were looking for something serious. You just didn't qualify. You're not nurturing enough. You're not feminine enough. You're not sane enough.
In case anyone was wondering what it's like to be a woman, it was 7 a.m. and I was just walking this dog that I'm pet sitting, and this guy stops me. He's hitting me with the, oh, you're so beautiful. Do you have a boyfriend? It's like, yeah, I have a boyfriend. I don't have a boyfriend. Do you guys live together? Yeah, we live together. Then he kissed me.
It's a made-up tale. It's a total fabrication. It never happened.
I don't believe women who have three rings in their nose. I just don't. It's a general rule of mine. Color me judgmental, color me whatever you want, but I won't do it. I need to see significant proof of anything they say. I highly doubt this lady was just walking down the street and some guy's like, you got a boyfriend? Oh, you do? Mwah. That didn't happen. We all know that didn't happen. And then even how you said, look, this is how it is to be a woman. Even if it did happen, that's not the common experience of the average woman. Just stop it.
That's stupid, guys. Is this camera on me?
Yes.
Thursday morning, and you get freaking kissed on the sidewalk, bro. And he wasn't cute. He was drunk. This is what it means to be a woman in America.
Well, let me ask you this. If he was really cute, like model good looking, would it have been a problem? I'm just curious. Because, I mean, why was that relevant? If he was cute or not? This man just assaulted you on the sidewalk. Him being cute or not should be completely irrelevant.
You fuck.
Have you ever been on a hike and there's someone keeping pace with you? And so they're like walking slow if you walk slow, but the faster you go, the faster they go. And I've been doing this for like an hour, and so there's not a lot of people on the road. And then it disappears. And so I'll keep you guys posted, but I'm running, and then when I look back, he's super close. It's really creepy. So then I'm like, at least it's not dark, and there's other people on the hike. But now you can't even see him. But in like 2 minutes, he'll be right behind me. He's like yelling. I think he's like a creeper. So I'll jog. He just said run away. Oh my god. I don't know. Okay, I'm out of here, guys.
Hey folks, you tired of hearing this stupid advertisement? You can get access to all my videos ad-free by subscribing to Patreon or Subscribestar for $5 a month. And for the convenience of staying on YouTube, you could join the YouTube membership for $10 a month. You also get access to over 70 archived exclusive videos as well as 2 weekly exclusive videos. Not to mention you get access to videos at least one day early.
Go yourself. That's how I feel.
How did we all forget about this? There is a super efficient way to know if you want to be with someone or not. Have you ever heard about the 36 questions to fall in love? Yeah. If you haven't, you can just Google it and it will come up. Basically, you just ask these questions to your partner or to your date, and in the end, you will look each other in the eyes for 4 minutes, and then after, you know if you're falling in love or not.
I beg your pardon? I beg your pardon?
Anything but just being a normal, decent human being. They gotta come up with all these lists, these questions, these methods. How about you just be a normal, decent human and get to know someone and appreciate the good things about someone. Appreciate their positive qualities. Share some things about yourself. Learn about them. Things like that. This is why women were better off and society was better off when men just controlled them. And told them what to do, where to do it, when to go, where to go, what to wear. Life was better for everyone in those times. Nothing good came from female empowerment. And if it did, it didn't outweigh the bad by a long shot.
Okay, one thing I just realized is men actually have it so hard when it comes to dating. Because women, generally speaking, are just kind of awful. And I'm not trying to come down on women. But y'all need to be better.
You damn skippy.
I mean, I have had things said to me before by women about people I've dated, and it just kind of shows me how women think. So one thing that I used to get a lot is when I would date, I typically don't date for looks, okay? Like, looks don't really matter to me. I go for personality and, you know, values, integrity, things like that.
We don't believe you. We don't believe you.
Well, I kind of call cap. Because if he look weird coming up to you, you're not going to get to the point of learning his personality and character and values and yada, yada, yada. You know, if he got some stupid looking outfit on or something, or if his pants are flooding. So, look, never believe women when they say this. You got to look somewhat right to them before they will even get to the point of getting to know you on a deeper level. And the best advice I can give a woman who has a man and want to keep that man, keep your friends out the fucking mix. Because it's in their DNA to try to destroy what you have. Never forget that.
And that is what draws me to someone, not their looks. And I know that's probably, like, probably not, normal, but that's who I am. So when I would date people and I would show my friends, oh, look who I'm seeing, they would literally say, girl, you deserve better. Like, you can do better. I beg your biggest pardon. So you're telling me that a guy's value is solely based on his looks? I thought we weren't doing that to women.
Somebody done told you wrong.
Man, they don't give a damn about what's fair and what make logical sense. They're going to get their hate on. I don't care what anybody says. Women are the biggest haters on the planet. They're the most negative people on the planet. And I know a lot of hating negative guys. But look, they don't hold a candle to the average woman.
No! Oh, shit! Say again!
Single girls, let's be very clear, there is no casual temporary slot. You either speak to them or you don't speak to them. If you're not sure about him, but you have no one to talk to and you're just putting him as a side piece, do not waste your time, because that just means you're psychologically lowering your standard, and then you're going to make that guy your standard eventually, because the dating pool is shite. So it's not like you're going to find a replacement and then you're just going to be stuck to that guy. You're better off being single, living your hot girl summer, enjoying your life, and when the right guy comes along, he comes along.
She is not worth it. Long story short, women like this are not worth it.
The only difference from now and 20 years ago is this. Woman's nature is actually being exposed all over the internet.
No, there is no right guy that's coming along for you. If you couldn't lock anybody down by 23, if you couldn't lock down a tall, hot Chad by 23, you're never going to lock them down. If one of those type of guys who were looking for a relationship saw value in you, they would have locked you down. But please, keep getting ran through. Keep having hot girl summers until you age out. And then fade into nothingness. Just fade into the abyss. Don't ask for any help from anybody, because you didn't give a damn about anybody when you were having hot girl summers. So just live in a cardboard box and leave everybody alone once the hot girl summer ends and your looks fade.
They are who we thought they were.
You do not need to constantly be talking to a man.
My favorite animal is me when someone's son pisses me off. This woman looks absolutely ridiculous. The Snuffleupagus eyelashes, the caterpillar eyebrows. It's just all nonsense. But let's see what she does. Oh, destroying someone's PlayStation 5. Look, this guy who she's doing this to, he deserves it. There were 10,000 red flags that he should have paid attention to before it got to this point.
Yes, I'm a simp.
There were 10,000 red flags before things got to this point. So hopefully this is his final straw. But if it's not his final straw, he deserves more of his property to get destroyed. That's God paying him back for being a huge sucker and a beta and a simp.
Beta!
It's a sign of being a beta male.
Beta!
Or beta!
You shouldn't say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves on the street, have no attachments. Nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.